be with you.
Yes,
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, in the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. When coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. When we look at the litany of the Blessed Mary, we can realize how many titles she already has. I don't think that we pray Blessed Mary of Russia, but you pray here. So we can add one more additional title. Throughout the history, the devotion to Blessed Mary has been growing, and church was adding certain things. How important she was in people's life, and also in the life of the church, and also in the life of the history of salvation. With the gospel today, you are going to hear this gospel again, I believe, Christmas Eve or midnight mass. And it's important to know how the beginning of history of Christianity, of salvation, has continued through the involvement of Blessed Mary, and why she is Immaculate Conception. Years before, even the Pope Pius IX, before he was going to announce the new dogma, Blessed Mary and her Immaculate Conception, bishops of the United States, they requested Holy Father to make Mary Immaculate Conception the patroness of the United States. I don't know how many of you had a chance to visit the shrine in Washington, D.C. I was very lucky. I used to live 3 years across the shrine, the theological college. And basically every day I would be in the shrine and visiting different chapels of Blessed Mary's. We have one Blessed Mary, but many different chapels. Because she was communicating through with us in many different places, with different messages. And it was so unique to see the history of the world, Blessed Mary appears in this place, People have strong devotion in this country, different countries. I used to study the Black Madonna often. She's a patroness of Poland. How we celebrate her Immaculate Conception. Today, the solemnity church invites us and encourages us to look at her special role. Some of the theologians would say that God could not dwell in the presence of sin. And God was given her a gift to be conceived without original sin. In the first reading today from the book of Genesis, we heard how sin entered the world. But she was born without original sin of any stain, any effects of that sin, because God could not dwell in the presence of sin. So he had to choose a special way, a special person that would become mother of Jesus Christ, Son of God, who is sinless. So that's why we see the difference between us and the sin. She was like us, human being, but without original sin. We are affected by original sin. That's why sometimes we fail. That's why sometimes we make mistakes. Blessed Mary was free from that. When she appeared in Lourdes, when she appeared to Bernadette, usually her apparition took place for simple little children, or like in Japan, to a nun who was deaf, and she could hear her words, and she could write the message to Blessed Mary. In a very simple way, but in the Lourdes, this is what she did. She came to Bernadette and she says, she didn't say, Bernadette, this is me. I am Mother of God, Mary. In the Lourdes, she said, I am the Immaculate Conception. That's why Pope Pius XI, he sent the letters to all the bishops around the world, requesting their opinion. Because in the church, when the Pope decides to establish, to announce new dogma, has to be connected with the entire tradition of the church and make sure there's no theological mistake. That's why we say the Pope speaks ex cathedra, from the head, from the chair of the successor of Peter. So this is what she did in Lourdes. She says, I am the Immaculate Conception. In our lives, we know how very important it is, how much she does for us. Our brothers and sisters, Christians from different churches, they have a different concept. I can myself too say, oh, you Catholics, you worship images. You worship Blessed Mary as a God. They are slightly different, because Blessed Mary is was born sinless without stain of original sin, but she is not divine. See, Blessed Mary cannot even say Mass. Simple priest is doing it. She cannot do that. But she is the greatest that we can imagine intercessor for us. I watched on YouTube not a few days ago, there's a mystic, maybe woman, I think she's in Venezuela. And she speaks about her vision. When she went to the church, it was a, no, I think it's in Bolivia. So she went to the church, there was a mass with Archbishop, and she could see everything happens around the altar. She could not count the number of angels singing, praising God. She could see the drops of blood Jesus falling on the altar for the chalice. And she could see Blessed Mary assisting every priest who celebrates the Mass and faithful, kneeling behind the altar, like she was at the Calvary. That's why we also call her the greatest of mothers. Today, we, during the celebration, since she is the patroness of our country, even more, we turn to her, asking her to intercede for us. When Gabriel angel came to her again, he didn't say, Mary, you are going to become mother of God. You have to make him Jesus. He says, Mary, full of grace, she was gifted with sanctifying grace. We don't even hardly pay attention how often we say the rosaries and prayers. Full of grace, very meaningful words from the messenger of God, to her. So in the end, let us together say the common prayer, asking the Lord her intercession for ourselves, for our families, for our parish. Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.